The King of Nordhaus. My initial self-education was a lot of fun. I'd carefully choose some wise narrated books and pack for a small wilderness where I would explore countless little things while growing in knowledge, wisdom, and intelligence. I never felt any discomfort. I was at home with nature. And a day came when nature asked me to stay, to never go back to the city, to just stay within the green. I knew this was trouble. I felt nothing but love for my home, but I packed up and left. I had inventions to invent and more books to read. I am a creature of nature, but I am a thinking creature. And thinking creatures must get up and rise, become philosophers, and eventually grow all the way up. I had a friend in the woods, also a thinking creature. It all started when I first escaped what we should refer to as cultural enshittification. Terrible news all the time. Broken TV shows where everyone laughs in the wrong places. Propaganda against great beings like Miss Rand. And schools and colleges that do not really work. There, I was instructed to spend most of my time in a community college and then transfer to a university so it looked better on a diploma. Please. We are all charged with growing all the way up, and a large part of that is dignity, authenticity, and honesty. I was having breakfast, listening to my earliest books. And the person in charge of cleaning the beach I was living at freshly figured out that I was living on the beach that he was cleaning. And hence came the question,
"Who, I say, who is feeding the raccoons?"
I skillfully covered up the pita bread with a map I was studying and cheerfully replied, "I don't know." Somewhat dumbly looking up directly at the top of the palm tree where my little boys lived, the baby raccoons that I was frisbeeing all the pita bread to. He looked at me with grave suspicion and buggered off. Though I thought of him kindly as he was keeping the beach area quite spotless. Once I realized that I may not need to drive for 3 days to get to a beautiful shore, I discovered Ludington, Michigan, and its pretty state park, and the mysterious wilderness right behind it, the Nordhaus Dunes, an ancient and beautiful place. I first slept in my car, then in a tent by campers, large camping cars, and then, when I was ready, I went a-walkin' to the Jack Pines hiking sites. It was a beautiful day. In fact, the month or two that I stayed there, it didn't rain at all. Nature knew what she had, and she had smiled upon me. The park ranger, who thought that I was a huge pussy for even trying to live out there, could neither believe that I lived in the woods for a whole 2 months and that I had the perfect cloudless weather to enjoy the whole experience. Alas, it was true. On my first night, I had hot dogs and overheard an argument at the campsite nearby. The lady did not feel like camping, which was understandable, and her man promised it would get better, which is not a good idea. This is not how you do adventure, and they should have been alone without their kids. The second or third time it would have been just fine, but the first camping experience has to be simple. I stuffed myself silly with hot dogs, and having a second bag, I threw the remaining bun into their camp, thinking I didn't want any creatures near my tent, and they could use some entertainment at night. Well, I had a really good night's sleep. I still remember it. And awoke at 4 a.m. to a hard-working person putting on a rain poncho. I stuck my curious head out of my mosquito fort, and there was no one there. It was kind of getting light. I could kind of see. I figured it was just some wild animal going about their weird wild animal business that simply just passed by. On second thought, it sounded like a wolf eating a map, or a particularly crunchy hiker. But not a moment passed. The sound returned, and it sounded closer. A stately raven of the saintly days of yore? Perhaps it has perched and sat and nothing more. It sounded like some kind of emergency, really. Like a desperate man in a 1985 windbreaker trying to find his dance groove. I again stuck my pumpkin out and again saw nothing but a tidy camp. I scanned and listened carefully this time, checking if the sound would return. I almost peed a little when I discovered that I was being stared at from the tree. His name is Friday. He owns Nordhaus. One of his little hands was in my backpack through a hole he found by a strap, reaching in to pull out the rest of my hot dog buns. The other was grasping the branch, making a comical pose. I hung up the pack in the tree, thinking nothing would get to it. But Friday, you know what? Friday owns Nordhaus. I hurried out of my tent and handed him his now somewhat misshapen and apparently soggy buns. He looked at me in appreciation, and we became forever friends. To this day, I write about him, and he and his family still thinks about all the food I bought them. Years later, when it was finally time to leave woods permanently and never go back, Friday was near. He absolutely knew it was a goodbye. Never had I sat for so long looking into the horizon. Animals are extremely smart. The wild ones are something even greater than intelligent. You know what? He opened up the zipper on my tent, carefully as not to ruin anything, pulled it straight up, and there was no spit on it at all. He did it with his little hands. When I returned to the camp from the sunset, I discovered a paw print on my inflatable pillow. It was not a goodbye. It was a don't be sad. Philosophers do not belong in the woods.